Welcome back to Zone Blitz, here with you guys with a preview of the Colts matchup on Sunday. John, they have to do a few things right on Sunday to make a win happen in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. What are those things?
Well, I'd say two stand out, and there are two that are going to stand out for a while now. First one, you got to stop the run. But the big theme this week is how to get the Colts out of the box on defense. Every team from here on out is going to try to play this Jaguars team the way the Rams played them, which is to put eight men in the box against the running game. The way to do that, I think they've got to throw. At some point, Blake Bortles is an NFL quarterback. He's a guy who has thrown for 35 touchdowns in the past, 4,000 yards. He can complete balls. I get that you're a little wary of the interceptions. You don't want to put the kid in position to be sacked a lot. But at some point, if you're going to open up lanes for Leonard Fournette, he has to be able to throw, and you have to trust him to do that.
And on Monday, we said this game on Sunday, it's mammoth. It's so big that we're going to talk about it again.
Well, and when you talk to guys in the locker room, you ask them the difference between 3-4 and 4-3. And A.J. Boye was like, well, it's one game. You know, so, and yes, but he also acknowledged it's huge because you don't want, if you're the Jaguars, to go into the bye below 500. You've spent the entire first 6-7 weeks of the season either above or at 500. You spent that same time believing you're a good team. You don't want to spend 2 weeks with a sub-500 record casting doubt whether you're good or not. This team is good. They've played good enough to be above 500, and they need to be above 500 when the bye rolls along.
So it's definitely a big game, but you say it's a winnable game as well.
Well, it's a winnable game. It's not that the Colts aren't capable of winning. They are. They have matchups that they are capable of being better than the Jaguars. T.Y. Hilton's very dangerous. This Colts team can run the ball. At the same time, the Jaguars have the matchup advantage defensive line against the Colts offensive line. I've said all year, when this team's defensive line, meaning the Jaguars, is better and can chase and can disrupt, it's supposed to be a lot better than its opponent. I think this is a game, if the Jaguars can get it by 10 points, I think they can cause the avalanche. We saw week 1, week 3, week 5. To me, this feels like a potential avalanche game, so they need to make it happen. It's why I think the Jaguars can win and will win.
Well, you heard it here first. This game on Sunday, it's winnable and it's big. We'll be back with you on Monday to go over that Colts game with you. Until then, thanks for watching.